Thanks for giving customer service a call. My name is Amir, the supervisor you've requested. How may I assist you?
Yes, yes, ma'am. This is Sharia Jambiglu. I have a problem with the product you guys sent me. I canceled it right next day when I ordered it. But still, they send the products to me, so I return the products the moment I received from the post office. I have pictures and everything, and your product has been returned to you. You already should have it a long time ago. I spoke to one of your representatives, and she told me that it's okay, everything is okay. They canceled, and they give me a cancellation number. And he said that your money will be returned to you with the amount of $49.97. And still I haven't got it yet. I want to know what's going on.
I'd be more than happy to look into it one brief moment.
I can't hear you, ma'am. You need to talk louder.
I'd be more than happy to look into it one brief
Thank
moment.
Thank you.
And that, no problem, that billing address for security purposes, please.
My address,
P.O. Box
571513, Tarzana, California, 91357.
Thank you for that information.
Thank you.
Let me check into that. And when did you call in to do all of this? Because we don't take products back.
Well, I already talked to them. They told me return it. I returned it. And I don't need that. I don't. It's a mistake. It's an error. Whatever it is, next day I order. Next day, even not the full 24 hours. I call back and I explain the situation.
Mm-hmm.
And in the post office, when I received it about 2-3 days or 5 days, I don't know, later, same from the, without even opening a package or anything, I gave it to a clerk, and clerk marked it and returned it.
Okay, so I don't know where they could have returned it to because we don't take the product back. However,
well,
reviewing this account, there was never a phone call expressing about returning anything or a refund, sir. So this account was canceled, but there was nothing about returning anything. Now, I do understand that you're calling in concerned about that charge, and we are able to provide you a 35% refund.
No. I want a full charge because the price first I was charged just the shipping and handling, not the product's price.
You was never charged a product price because there's no product price. The product itself is free. Now, I do understand that the $40 that did come out of the account was for the $125 gift card that we sent to your email.
So the price, the original price is $125?
The gift card value is $125. You was never charged $125, sir.
But the gift value is from the offered by the Bank of America,
it
was $100.
No, sir. The gift card is a value of $125, so you'll be able to order more gadgets on the website. We can do you a 50% refund.
Ma'am, I never received the gift card.
It was sent to your email. It was sent to your email. So I do understand that they did cancel the account and that charge will fall back into your account within the next 3 to 5 business days. The $49.97, do allow it 3 to 5 business days for your bank to release those fundings. I have a cancellation number for you whenever you're ready.
Well, the cancellation I have is KC021.
We have another cancellation number for you whenever you're ready.
Well, okay.
Yes, sir. That's going to be C as in Charlie, 258-622-071.
Okay, C as in Charlie, 25 what, 0?
It's C as in Charlie, 258.
Okay.
622.
622.
071.
071. Okay. All right. So this is another cancellation.
Yes, sir. It's just
now.
Confirming the cancellation of the account. The charge will fall back into your account within the next 24 to, not 24, but 3 to 5 business days. I do appreciate you for calling customer service.
And how much the amount could be?
The $49.97, sir.
Okay. $49.97
mm-hmm.
is between 3 to 5 days, right?
3 to 5 business days.
Okay. Thank you, ma'am.
Thanks for calling customer service.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Hope you do that.